I do not propose to disagree with the content of Professor Jaffa's remarks, rather with the emphasis. And I do not wish to spend my time engaging in a discussion of arcane disagreements on conservative political speculations. I wish to disagree far more with the speakers at this morning's session, without, I hope, finding myself in the position of Wilmore Kendall in a role of self-contradiction, though I'm reminded of Walt Whitman's line, "Do I contradict myself? Well, then I contradict myself. I am large. I can contain multitudes." But what are the objective historical realities of the present moment? Those, it seems to me, will give us some insight into the problems of conservatism in its relationship to the larger American conservative political tradition. We find ourselves at this moment at the end of a period in which the United States has been for over 30 years at war. When I was a high school student and first read of the Peloponnesian War and the Great 30 Years' War, I thought there must be some mistake, that men could not fight wars which lasted for 30 years. But we have, and we are feeling the fatigue and the anxieties and the divisions which necessarily come from such a protracted conflict. In the second place, we find ourselves confronting the collapse of what I call the American consensus. And much of the discussion at this morning's session, the symptoms which are alarming, which are frightening, which must be dealt with, are the result of the collapse of that consensus. That consensus was forged in two extraordinary events: the Great Depression of the 1930s and the Second World War. And we should recognize that consensus for what it was: an extraordinary event which was not common in the American political experience. Indeed, it accompanied what I would like to describe as the great liberal ascendancy. It was a consensus which we ought not to sanctify and regard highly. It was a time in which Americans did not debate issues which went to the very heart of our political choices, in which we ignored them and passed over them in the pursuit of some important and larger goals. We are emerging from that time, and we are entering a period of intense debate, discussion, conflict, and polarization. It is not a period which we ought to be frightened at. It's one filled with hope and possibility, and one in which conservatives have a remarkable opportunity for advantaging their cause. In some respects, I think that the mood of the American people at the present moment is one which is turning desperately, after nearly 70 years of history, back to a more original conception of what America's future and what American society ought to be. One can look at the period of American history from Wilson through the collapse of the Johnson administration as a great diversion of the mainstream of American history from its true course. And now the great stream of American society is attempting to find the old riverbed which it left some time ago. What was that American society like? And what is the quest at the present moment? That American society emphasized in the first place privatism. Privatism in all its aspects. And that is what our people hunger for at this moment in history. It emphasized disengagement from the world, because it believed that America was a special place with a special mission, and that its conquests would be through emulation rather than through power and force. Now, I do not disregard for one moment the necessity, the absolute necessity of defending ourselves in this present crisis-ridden moment in history. I simply say that our battles will not be won by defense alone. And our rhetoric in this day cannot be the rhetoric of the Cold War. That is past. And we cannot make explanations to the American public in that language. Well, what then must the political objectives and the political rhetoric which is evoked by ourselves and others in this situation be? I think that political rhetoric and those political solutions will cluster around the perennial preoccupations of American conservative thought, of the conservative tradition in America. Community, the problem of community, the problem of liberty, and the problem of power. Wherever we have found the discussion in terms of American conservatism, in the question of federalism, in the questions of internal improvements, in the questions surrounding slavery, in the questions of state rights, in the questions of industrialization and the achievement of social justice and equality, in the questions of civil rights at the present time and of depressed ethnic and economic minorities, in all of these questions, we find an emphasis upon pragmatic solutions, upon more and less, upon weighing of alternatives. There are no absolutes in this tradition, utterly none. The conservative tradition has perennially been one which answered to the existential situation in which men found themselves. And it is precisely these questions, these perennial questions of community, of liberty, and of the limits of power in our society, which are the crying questions of the present moment. We cannot neglect them. They are the stuff of contemporary politics. That's all I have to say.